so hard to pull the stumps out. They had tons of roots that held them down to the ground.
Just like those tree stumps, you should be rooted and grounded in your faith. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids. It's a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. So did you know that a tree's roots will extend under the ground up to 1.5 times the height of that tree? No wonder trees can stand up so straight for so long. The roots are strong and wide. And that's how you should be as a Christian, too. Here's what the Apostle Paul said in Colossians 2:7. Have your roots planted deep in Christ. Grow in Him. Get your strength from Him and let Him make you strong in the faith. Our story today is called Roots. As Mateo and Leo helped their dad dig out stumps in an area behind their house, Mateo leaned on his shovel. Is this stump ready to pull yet? He asked, looking at the one he was digging around. Dad came over and checked it. Not quite ready, he said. Keep digging. I've got a root ready for you to chop, Dad, called Leo. Dad grabbed the axe and went to Leo's stump. Chips flew as he chopped the root. This one looks ready to pull, said Dad. He hooked a chain from the truck to the stump. Leo and Mateo cheered as the stump came out easily. Mateo kept digging, and soon Dad came over and chopped the roots he had uncovered. When the stump was finally ready to pull, Dad hooked it up to the truck. This time, the tires spun, but eventually the stump came out. After dinner, Dad opened his Bible and read several verses, emphasizing one phrase, being rooted and grounded in love. Dad looked up. Does this verse remind you of anything? Mateo and Leo groaned and rubbed their sore muscles. It reminds me of all the roots we had to dig up and chop out, said Mateo. Those stumps were rooted and grounded in the backyard. Dad smiled. You're right, and this verse talks about having strong roots in love. God is love, so how do we get strong roots in Him? Well, we have to know Jesus as our Savior, said Leo. Dad nodded. Jesus showed us God's love by dying on the cross for our sins, and when we trust in Him, He fills our hearts with His love. What are some of the things we can do to grow in our relationship with Jesus? By reading what He has to say to us in the Bible, Mateo suggested, and by praying. And how about going to church? Added Leo. Good, said Dad. Being rooted in Jesus involves a whole lifestyle of dependence and trust in Him. It was hard to pull the stumps with roots firmly in the ground, and it's hard for Satan to get us to sin or pull us out of fellowship with God when we're firmly rooted and grounded in Jesus. So how about you? Are you growing strong roots in Christ? Do you spend time with Him in prayer? Do you read the Bible to learn more about Him and what He has to say to you? And do you attend church faithfully? As He works in your heart and teaches you to depend on Him, your root system will grow so you can stand strong against Satan, sin, and anything else that tests your faith. Our key verse is Colossians 2, verse 7.
Have your roots planted deep in Christ. Grow in Him. Get your strength from Him. Let Him make you strong in the faith.
And our key thought today, grow strong roots in Christ.
Hey, Zach, who made God?
Hey, Oliver, what a great question. Nobody created God. God has always been. Think of a perfect circle. You can't tell where it starts or where it ends, right? Well, it's the same way with God. God has always existed and He always will. That's what makes Him God. In the book of Revelation, the angels worship God by saying this, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Well, I hope that helps. As always, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.